And a good day to you. Welcome to Mining Stock Daily. This is Trevor Hall, and today is Monday, April 15th. Thanks once again for joining us today. The price of gold continued to flop around between $1,290 and $1,300 on Friday as the market continues to work off the technical damage inflicted on the market from the late March monster price raid, which took the price of gold from $1,332 to $1,290 in abrupt fashion. The Mining Stock Journal commented that the price of gold consistently rises when the Eastern Hemisphere physical gold trading markets are open, and consistently drops when the paper derivative markets in London and New York swing into action. The newsletter noted that it expects a durable move back over $1,300 in the next few weeks. We'd like to thank today's sponsor, that's Brixton Metals. Brixton Metals is a precious metals exploration and development company which owns four high potential gold, silver, and base metal projects in both the U.S. and in Canada. Its Atlin Gold project in British Columbia has shown exceptional exploration potential, returning up to 509 grams per ton gold over 5.57 meters at the project's Yellow Jacket Zone. Read more about Atlin and the other projects under Brixton's portfolio by visiting brixtonmetals.com. Brixton trades on the TSX Venture under BBB and on the US OTC with BBBXF. Lundin Mining will be purchasing the Capada copper and gold mine in Brazil from Yamana Gold for cash considerations of up to $800 million US. Under the agreement, Yamana will also retain a 2% net smelter return royalty on future gold production from the Saruca gold deposit and receive contingent consideration of up to $125 million over 5 years if certain gold price thresholds are met, and contingent consideration of $100 million on potential construction of a pyrite roaster. Lundin says the Capada mine operations comes with a mineral property package in a highly prospective district, and they believe significant exploration potential does exist. Capada is expected to produce approximately 54.5 kilotons of copper and 100,000 ounces of gold this year. The cash costs of $1.60 to $1.80 per pound of copper exist and $430 per ounce of gold equivalent. Lundin trades on the Toronto Stock Exchange with LUN and on the US OTC markets with LUNMF. American Pacific Mining has entered into an earn-in joint venture agreement with Oceana Gold at its Tuscarora Gold Project. Oceana Gold can earn up to 51% of the project by investing $4 million over the next 4 years. Oceana Gold will have 60 days thereafter to exercise an option to earn an additional 24% by investing a further $6 million over the following 4 years. In addition to the joint venture, American Pacific also announced it has paid just under $300,000 and issued 3.8 million common shares to two different companies for consulting services. American Pacific Mining trades on the CSE with USGD and on the OTC markets with USGDF. Fission Uranium Corp. announced results of a pre-feasibility study and first-time estimate of mineral reserves for its Patterson Lake South property in Canada's Athabasca Basin. The PFS highlights include an estimated OPEX of $6.77 per pound of U3O8 and a pre-tax IRR of 29%. Production looks to average almost 15 million pounds of U3O8 per year over the first 5 years from mineral reserves of 90.5 million pounds. The PFS is based on a hybrid open pit and underground operation. The company says it is also working on a PEA-level underground-only alternative scenario that includes potential for improved economics. Fission Uranium trades on the TSX with the symbol FCU and on the US OTC markets with FCUUF. Compass Gold announced today it intends to increase the size of its previously announced non-brokered private placement up from 6.7 million common shares to 9 million common shares at a price of 30 cents per share for aggregate gross proceeds of $2.7 million. This is in response to heavy demand from existing shareholders and new participants. The financing will be used to advance the company's ongoing exploration efforts at its Sakasso property in Mali and for general working purposes. Mineral Mountain Resources this morning announced it is arranging a non-brokered private placement of up to 13.3 million units of the company to be sold at a price of 15 cents per unit to raise gross proceeds of up to $2 million. Each unit includes one common share and one common share purchase warrant with a strike price of 25 cents per warrant share. The financing from the private placement is intended to be used primarily to fund the 4,000-meter Phase 2 directional drilling program designed to test high-grade gold values recorded historically down plunge along the East Limb structure at the Rochford Gold Project in South Dakota. Mineral Mountain trades on the TSX Venture with MMV and on the US OTC markets with MNRLF. Western Copper and Gold announced Mr. Kenneth Williamson has been appointed to the company's board of directors. Mr. Williamson has over 40 years of experience in natural resources and investment banking, where his focus has been on capital markets and mergers and acquisitions. Western Copper and Gold is advancing the Copper and Gold Casino project in the Yukon. The company trades on the TSX and NYSE with the symbol WRN. Western Copper and Gold is also a sponsor of this briefing. That concludes Mining Stock Daily today. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll connect again tomorrow. Remember, you can find Mining Stock Daily on a dozen different networks, including iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. And for Amazon Alexa users, be sure to enable the Mining Stock Flash Briefing on your user app or within the Amazon website. And if you wouldn't mind, take a moment and provide a review of this show on the network or service you utilize to catch the briefing of mining news. We always greatly appreciate your feedback. Mining Stock Daily is produced by Clear Creek Digital and investment research Dynamics Mining Stock Journal. Thanks again and have a wonderful day. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein.